Any questions, any sharings, anything, anybody have anything to say?
I want to share that it's so good to be back in this beautiful, peaceful valley, crazy New York. It's good to see the contrast.
That's why I take you around the world, no? So you can realize, because only when you realize, then you see. Otherwise, people here, they want to move away from here, no? The local people, the young people, they want to move. It's very boring. So that's why you have to see both sides. Otherwise, you don't realize what you have. When this comes to your own understanding, then you can be grateful, or then you are very happy because you see what you have. That's why both is needed. Otherwise, even if people come to heaven, they can't appreciate it. They have to go to hell first. Then they can appreciate heaven, because then they have been in hell. Oh my God. Otherwise, they might be in heaven and then they are longing for hell. That's how it is. Now you've been in hell, now you can appreciate heaven. It's very good. That's why it's important to see the opposites. No? To find balance, you have to see the opposites. If you only see one side, you don't know about the other. You have seen both, then you can find balance. When you have seen that millions and millions and millions of people are just running around, not knowing what they are doing, and for some kind of strange accident, you manage to be here, then you can be grateful. But if you are not aware, then you can be here and you are not grateful. That is what awareness does, and understanding and maturity. Immature people, they can never be grateful because they don't see. That's how it is. Just now people, many things came off of people because they heard something about maybe this whole Dharma mountain should be sold. But there is no plans of selling anything or doing anything. In fact, there is no plans as such. But I have to shake you up. That maybe. Maybe it gets sold tomorrow, maybe it will be an earthquake tomorrow and the whole thing disappears. Who knows? Maybe you will die tomorrow. Maybe I will die tomorrow. So this is ways just to wake you up to see. Then, either if you are conscious, then you will start realizing what you have. If you are mature enough to see what you have. Otherwise, people just get sleepy. Or they can complain. That is the two ways. Either one can complain or one can be grateful. If you are a slave of the mind, then there will always be complaining and asking and why. And if there is understanding, then there is gratefulness, acceptance, seeing of things how they are. So there is never any plans around me. Things just happen. And whatever way I can help you to wake up just a little bit and see things as they are, then we use that. But people are very asleep. You are very asleep. So you need some steering. And you need to learn to live in a new way, you know, out of awareness, out of gratitude, out of the moment. So when you work should be like a meditation. In the beginning, then meditation is something separate from you, because it's so new. That's how still some people are. They can come for meditations, but they can come for work. But there shouldn't be any separation between work and meditation, because meditation should be part of life, of a meditator, of a conscious person. Then everything should be meditative. What you should try to do, to work on, is to transform all your work into meditation. That means more conscious. Because if you don't do anything, then all that energy will go in your mind. Then you will think and mind fog instead and be restless. So it's very important to see that you need to do something, but you have to do it in a conscious way. And again and again, people around me, they come to a place where, no, it's too much. Then they fall apart. Then they want to stop. That is natural, because how you've been functioning up to a certain point has been unconscious, or you wanted something in return, attention, being better, being valuable, being conscious, being spiritual, whatever it is. But when that breaks, then you can go to the opposite. No, we don't want to do anything. But that is not the way to do it. You have to do it in a more conscious way. The problem is never the work or what one does. The problem is you, your identification with the old. If you can just learn to be more empty, relaxed, conscious in the moment, functioning in a new way, then anything that is happening in your day, in your life, can become meditative. Then it's integrated. There's no separation. But you have to be more out of the way. And that can only happen when you understand, when you see. So people are devoted to so many things out of habit. But true devotion comes from the heart, from your own consciousness. So if you have felt something, realized something, which you all have said, the most beautiful things has happened. You have seen, you have felt, you have realized. Then, of course, if you are conscious, you are devoted to that. You are devoted to that that gives you peace, that gives you happiness, that gives you silence, that gives you love. That is what you should be devoted to. Put your attention, your energy into. But the mind is so strong that even if you have felt that, the mind resists. So your whole attention should be to get out of your own way. Because if you serve that which is good for you, then what will happen? Then you will become more good. There's no way around it. But if this is not realized and integrated, then your own mind will always undermine you, confuse you. So you don't want to move to the Big Apple? No?
Just a few days.
Many people want to move to the Big Apple. No? It's very exciting. They don't know that the Big Apple is so big it's rotten. No? Only the small apple is good. Small apple is organic. No? It's very good. The Big Apple is just rotten. So your work here, it should be out of awareness and more playfulness, no? Not for any gain, but for the joy of just being available. But that can only happen when you realize it. No? For the whole world, work is a very heavy word for so many reasons. But here, work should be worship, no? From the heart, and it's worship, it's not work, it becomes devotion itself because you are serving something that you love. So that's why I wanted you to realize also when this got mentioned that maybe this Dharma mountain gets sold or Mevlana garden gets sold. Then you start maybe to realize what you have, where you are, what you are involved with. That is you, it's your life, it's your possibility. So then it needs you then. Like that. Any questions? No. What you doing here?
I have no idea.
Huh? You're waiting for me?
Yes.
Yeah? I heard you've been there sometime.
What is what? In this air?
In this air?
Yes, because I came bicycling today and my head was blowing.
Yes.
I've never breathed so much oxygen and fresh. I forgot that I was riding a bicycle down the mountain.
What is in the air?
I don't know.
It's the freshness. And if you breathe really deep, then you get very blissful. Just breathe, but just stay on the road.
No, I have to stop.
That's the only... Yes, it's the same with me. Again and again, I have to stop, otherwise... It's like that. But don't tell anybody. Just everything normal. It's everywhere, in fact, but some places is more than others. Here's a lot. I remind any children I always check if they can bicycle and swim, and if not, then we start teaching them. Because when you get older, then it's much worse. It's the same with everything. Meditation also, with everything, is when the older you get, the more difficult, no? Because then your mind is very set. I can't do it. Such a nice feeling, no? A bicycle, no? It's very nice. So, especially here, Imani knows that now, huh? Going downhill, no? Up is not so nice, but down is nice. We should all bicycle downhill. But who will take the bicycles up? Mahant is the only guy. Then he will have a job also. That's good. That's important. Very important job. He can be responsible for the bicycles on top of the mountain. Spring is always a reminder of the new, no? Of life.
Yeah. Now it's exploding.
Exploding, no? Life is exploding. That's what you should do also, you should explode.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just explode together with the spring, no? That's how it is. How come the humans hold so much back? Huh? The nature is exploding. No? They're very happy, they survived the winter, especially up here. Everything was frozen. You could think everything is dead in the winter, everything is frozen. It's just like when you are dead, then the body becomes stiff. Everything like that, hard and stiff, like that. Look now, totally effortless, just relaxing, boof. That's how humans also know it's springtime. This is a reminder that you leave the dead behind, the past, and enjoy. No, we are still here, it's springtime. Huh? Isn't that amazing? Without doing anything, we're still here. No? Just like that. Then what is there to complain about them? Just explode together with the trees. Look, everything green. Just up on the mountain is still not out. I was there today and there is not, here is full, everything is out, full spring. Up there there's still trying, mock well. Big difference. That's how humans are also, no? Some is just full bloom and still some is still trying. Still trying to open. For humans it's much harder. For the trees it happens by itself, nothing. They just as a boof, open. Some humans they try. It's like constipation in a way. Don't manage to get it out. Very hard. Tight. Then drink some olive oil or something. Relax. How is anybody crazy? I don't know who mentioned this, settling down. How can anybody think about that? Such a beautiful place. People are fucking crazy. Huh? The most beautiful place, no? Even Rai knows that. He's been in New York and everywhere. People have been grown up in São Paulo, many different places. See, look at this beautiful place. Impossible. Hmm? Then it's much better sell your house and rob a bank and buy it. Like that. That's better. Otherwise, if you want to realize before it's too late, no, at least one man realized. A good start. It's all about realization. Yes, Alicia. I'm back now. I have another friend who is also really happy that I'm back. That is a little squirrel that has been. He lives there in a tree next to my house, and he has a wife and kids also, but so far only he has shown himself. That's how it should be. The man has to be first if there's any danger or something. But he was a little skinny, and I told him, oh my God, you survived, but look at you. Like that. Then I start feeding him almonds, raisins, cheese, apple, banana. Boof! And that's what I like to do, just feed you so you get like that. No, he's much more chubby. Just 1 week. Very happy. There's one happy fellow, I tell you. He's like totally blissed out now. He's like in heaven, totally in heaven. He survived. And then, of course, he takes 70% home. He had already started piling off for the winter, I think. If But that guy is really, really happy. And I told him, I know exactly how you feel, because I also feel, look at this place we are, and so beautiful, and the river, and the mountains, and the blue cloud, and 1 minute it's sunshine, and you just like that, next minute it's thunderstorm. It's totally amazing. I wanted to dance with him. Because I was so happy, and he was happy, he felt also, but it's not that intimate yet. But hopefully one day I can get those like that. Today he was in my lap, and last year in the summer also he was very much like that, in my lap, because he had to take it easy. No, it's very intimate, very trusting, no, nothing, no danger, no, just love like that. Yeah. How are you? May everyone be happy. Eating, working, sleeping, or whatever, we'll be happy. That's how it should be. Everything transforms when you're happy and when you are grateful. Grateful for where you are. Where you are, who you are. Then everything changes in a split second. Just a little awareness, just a little wakefulness, that's all that is needed.